Well, once again, this is Jim Rao coming to you from Kenya today. It's a beautiful day here, 90 degrees, and I know those of you in the Midwest have been dealing with lots of snow, lots of cold, but take heart, the heat is coming. We already have it here in Kenya, and so I thank God for that. Well, we've been dealing with addictions and how to deal with addictions, how to take authority over demonic oppression, demonic entry into our lives, and this is a very big subject. It's a very important subject, and we can't possibly cover it all here in a few radio broadcasts, but I want to encourage you in your walk of the faith and your faith in Jesus Christ. If you're listening to this broadcast today, you obviously have turned here for a purpose, and God has a purpose for you to be listening. It's no accident. It's not a coincidence that you're listening today. And I pray if you are dealing with addictions, pornography, cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, whatever kind of addiction you are dealing with, or if you have loved ones that are dealing with addictions, I pray that you listen very carefully and be encouraged by this message today, and to know that God is with you. He will never forsake you. He will never abandon you. And also that God has the power to help you get free, and He will get you free, and He will break off these addictions, not just that you are gritting your teeth to stay away from them, or you're resisting with all your might to stay away, but you will be delivered. You will be set free. It was for freedom that Christ set you free. And so God's will is that you be set free and that you come to know Him and you come to know Jesus Christ. For the power is in them. The power is in their name to save. And it can save you. It can deliver you. And so that is the message we're going to look at for today. I'm not speaking against secular programs. I know there's a lot of good programs out there, 12-step programs and all kinds of rehab facilities and drug addict facilities, alcohol treatment facilities. I thank the Lord for all of them, but the words that I speak to you today come from God's holy word, and I know from my own personal experience and the road that I traveled, and also from dealing with many, many multitudes of others in prison ministry and just taking drug addicts and alcoholics off the street, I know that the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to save and to break the chains off of a person's life, that power is available to you, and that power is real. You don't have to spend any money on it. You don't have to go get program for it. You don't have to go somewhere to enlist in a facility. You just start praying to the Lord God. He is the source of the power. He is the authority of the power. And so there is power to set you free. There is power to deliver you. There is power to heal. Everything that the devil has done against you, everything that the devil has stolen from you, there is power to restore, to redeem, to renew. And so that hope, then, once I can get you to believe in that hope, once I can get you to believe that God is there for you, that He will take care of you, that He will deliver you, if you can believe in that, if you can get a grasp of that and get a hold of that and get the vision for that, then that is the first step to recovery. Well, we talked last week also about getting help for yourself, seeking help from others, seeking prayer from others. All those things are very good. Go back and listen to that message. But today I want to talk about the nature, the very battle, and the nature of the battle, so you gain an understanding and know that the battle is not against flesh and blood. Your battle is not against people. It's not against people that did you wrong, that betrayed you, that sold you some bad drugs, or tricked you into drinking when you were 16 or whatever. I mean, your battle is not against flesh and blood. Paul said in Ephesians 6:12, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Well, these are all the hierarchy of the devil. These are all demonic entities in the devil's kingdom. Powers, principalities, rulers of darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And Paul says in verse 11 of Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the tricks or the schemes of the devil. And understand this, and if you're already addicted, you know the devil wants to destroy you. He wants to get you down so far that you start thinking about killing yourself. He wants to get you down so far that you can't take care of yourself. You don't feel like getting up and doing anything productive during the day. You don't feel like working or holding a job. You can't take care of your family. And if you're praying for loved ones who are in that situation, you know how far down they have gone, how far they have fallen. And so Paul says, put on the whole armor of God. And then again in verse 13, Ephesians 6, therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Well, we are in the evil day. Look around. There was 70,000 opiate overdoses in America last year. 70,000. Maybe that's not correct. It sounds like a huge number, but I believe that's correct. And so many, many people are falling prey to these very powerful drugs. Many people, millions, maybe tens of millions, are addicted to pornography. It's destroying their marriages. It's destroying their ability to have a normal relationship with a person of the opposite sex. And many, many people are in alcoholic treatment centers. There's many functional, or so they say, functional alcoholics, functional drug addicts, and dope smokers. And so we are a community. We are a nation. We are a nation of drug addicts and people who are addicted and terribly influenced by the power of illegal and poisonous drugs on our life, not to mention pornography, gambling, and other destructive addictions. And so Paul says, take up the whole armor of God. Well, I'm not going to go through the whole armor. I've taught on that. You can go through my archives of the radio broadcast archives on my website. But the whole armor of God is, very simply put, it's Jesus Christ. If you do not believe in Jesus, if you do not believe in God, and you are addicted to something, I urge you, I beg you, I entreat you, I encourage you to look to Jesus. Start taking small baby steps toward Jesus Christ. Start taking small baby steps toward the kingdom of God, and you will be set free. The whole armor of God is available to you if you are walking with the Lord, if you are seeking the Lord, if you are seeking the face of Jesus. The whole armor of God is available to you. But if you insist on doing things your own way, if you insist on exerting your own quote-unquote willpower and trying to will yourself out of this addiction, you're going to fail. If you're trying to will yourself out and couple that with just speaking to some higher, nebulous higher power that you have no idea who the higher power is. It may be somebody's neighbor. It may be a dog. It may be the doorknob. I don't know what you think the higher power is, but I can tell you there is only one name under heaven whereby we can be saved, and there's only one name under heaven whereby we can totally be delivered and set free from these powerful addictions. Because, beloved, the devil is a worthy opponent. He is a worthy enemy, and he is strong. He is powerful. If he wasn't, there wouldn't be millions of people addicted to these things in the first place. And so the devil is able to capture young people in all kinds of addictions, pornography, and all kinds of drugs and alcohol. And so I say to you today, there is only one real, true solution to get out of these addictions, and that is through the authority, the power, and the blood of Jesus Christ. So again, the first point is to understand that your battle is not against flesh and blood. You are in a spiritual battle, and you are against a battle against unseen forces. They are very strong. They are very powerful. They know every detail of your life. Not only that, they know generations of your family's details, your family's habits, your family's cultural experiences. And so your devil, your enemy, the devil, is very wise. He is very wily. He's always scheming to destroy you, and he knows everything about your life. Well, number two is consistent prayer is absolutely vital. Consistent prayer is essential. Paul says in verse 18 of Ephesians 6, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Well, with supplication or and supplication means plea for mercy. You humble yourself before the Lord. Humble yourself before God and he will exalt you. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And so if you resist the devil with the aid of prayer, I know Jesus Christ will show up for you. I know God, the power of God, will show up for you. He showed up for me in my time of need when I was struggling with addictions. He will show up for you when you are in your time of need. I ask you today, would you please put him to the test? Would you please try to put Jesus Christ to the test and see if he won't show up to help you? You put one small step forward and expect God to do something for you. Then you put another step forward and you expect God to do something for you. But you have to continue to exert your will. You have to continue to get yourself involved. And that is the third point that I have. Do you want to live? Do you want to live? Do you have the will to live? Do you have the will to live a life that the devil isn't trying to destroy you every day? Do you have the will to live a life that is a life of holiness and righteousness? Maybe you don't have it today. That's okay. Maybe you don't have it tomorrow. That's okay. But keep striving. Next week, you're going to do better. The week after that, you're going to do even better. The month after that, you're going to do even better. There was a time in my life when I had no hope to be anything of any value to the kingdom, let alone to the people that loved me. And yet, I put one foot ahead of the other. I knew where I had to go. I knew where I wanted to go. And if you have the will to live and you have the will to succeed, and you put your best foot forward every day, and take whatever small victory you can every day. Maybe it's not as much as you wanted for that day, but take one small victory each day and build on that. Then each day becomes something to build on. Each day becomes a little greater for you. And eventually, when Jesus Christ says you are free, when Jesus Christ said, I came to set the captives free, you will have the faith to believe that he can set you free. And so when you have the will to live, others that have gone before you have succeeded. I'm giving you encouragement today, not just because I'm a preacher, not just because I'm an evangelist, but because I have seen many, many thousands of people be delivered from drug use, alcohol use, pornography, even homosexuality, all kinds of cultural baggage, all kinds of destructive habits. I have seen thousands and maybe tens of thousands of people be delivered of all that stuff, cigarette smoking, pot smoking, cocaine, all that stuff. And so if you have the will to succeed, you will succeed if you know that others have succeeded and have gone on before you. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, Paul says to the Ephesians, and he, Jesus, made you alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Well, let me stop right there. It says Jesus made you alive. And Paul is talking to some baby Christians here, people who have come out of witchcraft, people who have come out of all kinds of pagan idolatry, pagan religions, addictions of their own. They had, yes, alcohol back in the time of Ephesus. They also had hallucinogenic drugs and all kinds of other stuff. And Jesus, he made you alive, you who were once dead in trespasses and sins, and in which you were once walked according to the course of this world. Well, the course of this world is a phrase that Paul uses, and it means that the devil is in control of this world. This world belongs to the devil. There's only one way out of this world, and that is by the key that Jesus Christ gives you to unlock the power of the kingdom of heaven. Because if you are friends with this world, if you want to eat, drink, and be merry and take in everything that the devil has for you in this world, you will be a pawn of the devil. Not only will you be a pawn of the devil, he will use you, but eventually he will kill you. And so the course of this world is the devil's world. It's a course of destruction. It's a course of disappointment. And as we enter the end days, we are in the end days now, but as we enter or the darkness of the end days, the darker days that come at the end, pronunciation or the line of demarcation between the lightness, the kingdom of God, the light, and the darkness, the kingdom of the devil, that line of demarcation is going to separate people in a way that it never has before. And you saw it at the State of the Union address recently, the U.S. House of Representatives chamber. You saw the line of the darkness versus the light in a way that was dramatic and a way that it never has been shown before in our U.S. government. And so the course of this world is according to the prince of the power of the air. That is the devil himself, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Well, beloved, we are at a time of disobedience. I see it here in Kenya. So much violence everywhere you turn. Sexual immorality, witchcraft, pagan religions, Islam, corruption, stealing, all of these things are just everywhere. Everywhere you turn, the sons of disobedience are erupting everywhere you turn. And in verse 3 in Ephesians 2, Paul says, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh. Paul's saying, we all once used to be that way. Paul himself was a killer of Christians, or aided in and abetted the killing of Christians. He would drag them out of their house. He thought he was doing the work of God. He would drag them out of their house and haul them off to prison. And so he says, we all conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. And so Paul says, we are by nature children of wrath. We are by nature children prone to violence. We are by nature children prone to addiction. We like to party. We like to drink and get our minds distorted so we can forget about the pressures of the day. And Paul says, we were all just like that. He's talking about himself here. We were all just like that. But Paul says in verse 4, this is to give you hope out there. Those of you listening, if you are dealing with addictions, this is to give you hope. Or if you have loved ones, but God, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Beloved, if you don't know anything about Jesus, even if you don't know anything about Jesus, understand this, even while you are in your trespasses, even while you are dead to Jesus Christ and alive to sin, Jesus can take you and make you alive to him and dead to your sin. He did it for millions. He's done it for me. He can do it for you. He did it to Paul and all these other baby Christians. And Paul says he can make you alive with him by the grace and by the love that he has for you. By the love that he has for you. Even God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Beloved, it is not anything that you have done up until this point. It will not be anything that you have done a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. It is because God loves you. He cares about you. He loves you. He loves your family. He cares about your family. He cares about every detail of your life. Genesis 1:26, God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit were in heaven, and they said, let us make man in our own image and give him dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the cattle on the hills, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God made you in his image. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants to see you succeed. He wants to see you get better. He wants to see you leave that life of addiction and destruction behind and move forward in victory and give God the glory. That is the purpose of Him coming alongside of you, is to see you succeed and come out of your misery, come out of your torment. But also God wants your lips and your mouth and your breath and your knees to get down on the ground and give God the glory for what is happening in your life. I say to you today that you can succeed. You can break free of addictions. Take one little baby step at a time and give God the glory. Give Him thanks even for things that you have not seen yet. Give Him thanks. Let Him know you love Him. Let Him know you care. Let Him know you want Him to be with you, to walk beside you, and you walk beside Him. And beloved, I guarantee you, you will come out of this. You will succeed. Jesus said, I came to set the captives free. I came to break every yoke and to declare release to the prisoners. He wasn't talking about going open the prison door and letting the people run out. He was saying, I'm going to set you free from the demonic bondage that has you in chains and has you in prison. Well, verse 6, Ephesians 2, and He raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Well, as I said before, in dealing with addictions, Jesus wants you to sit with Him in the heavenly places. We don't have to just hang on by our fingernails, or as some people would say, by the skin of our teeth. You don't have to just hang on and grit your teeth and hope you make it another day without the alcohol, without the drugs, or without pornography. You have authority. You have been seated in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Get up there and get the eagle's perspective. Stop being a chicken walking around here on the earth. Get up high and take the eagle's perspective and see what God has for you in the future. See what a great and mighty God we serve, and see what He has for you and how you can better yourself by operating and functioning within the kingdom of God, seated in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Well, number 4, in dealing with addictions, you have the authority to say no to the devil. You have the authority to say yes to Jesus. You have the authority, even though he's a powerful foe, you have authority to defeat the devil in your life, not because you have any specific power, but because Jesus Christ gives us the authority, and Jesus Christ has the power, and He transfers that authority to us so we can speak against the devil. Mark 1:27, then they were all amazed, so that they were questioning among themselves, saying, what is this? What new doctrine is this? Jesus had just cast out demons, cast out bad spirits out of someone, and these people were standing around, these Pharisees and scribes and these religious people were standing around. They'd never seen such power. They'd never seen such authority, and they were saying, what is this? A new doctrine? What is this? Who is this? How can this possibly be? And in the last part of that verse 27, it says, for with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. Well, I can tell you, as one who has operated under the authority of Jesus Christ for many years now, and also operated under the authority of the devil for some years in my life, I can tell you that the authority given to us by Jesus Christ will make the devil flee. The authority given to us by Jesus Christ is the authority that will set you free, and you can cast demons not only out of yourself, you speak against whatever it is that is tormenting you. You speak against lust, you speak against pornography, you speak against alcohol, you speak against drug use. You say, by the power and authority and the blood of Jesus, I speak against you, devil, and you make the devil uncomfortable, and you make the devil flee, and you make the devil wish he had never messed with you. And I tell you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. By the blood of Jesus, you shall have victory. By the blood of Jesus, you shall be set free, and you will go on, and you will be delivered, never to look back again. Well, beloved, I hope that you take these messages to heart. Go back and listen to the previous ones regarding addiction. I pray that you would send me a testimony. For those of you who are listening to these and you're having success, send me a testimony, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and let me hear about the good news that is happening in your life. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We invite your support. We invite your prayers. We invite you to contact us. Email is pureprairie@hotmail.com. You can go to my website, see the email there, or you can drop a line, Box 92, Norton, Kansas. And I invite your support. Sit down. Let us know you're listening. Sit down. Write us out a check. We have many things going here in Africa. We need your support. We have preschool children we're supporting. We have children in the orphanage home we're starting to take in. And we have a big orphanage home project. Eventually, we want to have 40 children in that home. And it takes a lot of money for their schooling, for their food, for their uniforms, for their clothing, and everything, the staff, the security. And so we invite you to join this ministry. And also, we're praying for crusades coming up this summer in Burundi, Tanzania, and other places in East Africa. And so we pray that you would join us. Stay tuned for contact information. Thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.